WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And in the next hour, we will hear from Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, who is coming to the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Providence this Thursday. And you can still get tickets right now at thevetsri.com. But we're going to talk with her about what you can expect from the show. And also, I open it up to questions from you, the audience, because I got to ask her a bunch of questions the last time. We had her on back in January when she came to Medford. So this time I turned it over to you. And I didn't ask. We got a lot of questions about her hair. I did not ask her about her hair. But some of you probably have your own hair secrets yourselves from the 80s that you don't want to reveal. And I didn't want to bring it up. But you can hear that coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, though, we are talking about the rat situation in New Bedford. And I'm not talking about Snitch City. No, I'm talking about the actual physical rats, the giant rats. All I can think of is the movie Adventures in Babysitting. Lady, that ain't no kitten. That's a jumbo-sized sewer rat. That's pretty much what these are. They're giant rats. They're huge. If you've seen the photos and videos going around, you can tell they're like the size of a cat, or a small cat anyway. And the city put out a statement yesterday. They have talked with Harvey, and they've told Harvey, because again, it's believed that that's where these rats originated from, the Harvey Waste Transfer Facility on Chalmette Avenue, when it had a fire last week. So why didn't these rats all come scurrying out during the fire? Well, speculation is that this might have happened during the cleanup process from that fire. That the wherever these rats lived might have been disturbed. Also, the significant amount of rain that we've had the last week or so, combined with them not having a more secluded area now to nest in, that maybe that drew them out. Others say, yeah, there's been a rat problem in that area for a long time. And still others are saying, well, what about the rat problem we have throughout the city? So there's probably some bigger issues at play here overall, but we've got to do something about these particular rats, and that's what the city is trying to do with Harvey. So they are actually requiring Harvey to take some specific steps. As directed by the New Bedford Health Department, Harvey is placing no fewer than 40 bait stations and 30 snap traps across its property, which Harvey will check twice a day and rebait if necessary. From everything people are telling us, you know, boots on the ground out in that area, that's probably not enough rat traps. But it says at least, so keep that in mind. Harvey will promptly fumigate burrows across the same area. Harvey will collect the remains of rats along Chalmette Avenue and surrounding properties. And Harvey will assume all costs related to remediation. So that they've said that if these rats get into a home or a business in the area and they have to call an exterminator to get rid of those rats, well, Harvey's picking up the bill for that. The other part of this, too, is we don't even know the scope of how far these have gotten. So they've shut down the road from Nash Road to the airport. They've shut that down They've closed down the playground. But these things are already well beyond that area. As I said, you know, Counselor Chiquette told me last night saw two of them over by Symposium. People are reporting seeing them. Someone told me as far as Fieldstone Plaza, you know, where Ollie's is and the new Restaurant Depot. And another person has seen them over in the housing development behind Wonder Bowl. So they're getting out there. Got reports yesterday they were seen as far as yesteryear and even beyond. So I don't know. I don't know how you're going to get all these rats. The damage is done. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Doing okay.
Listen, I just want to put my 2 cents in. A friend of mine's son works over there in that area. He said that rat infestation has been going on for 2 years. This is nothing new.
So this is something that they should have been aware of and already taken care of.
Exactly. That's the only point I'm making. That the problem was ignored, continuously ignored. So,
I wonder why. I'm just thinking, like, if you worked at that facility, why would you want to be surrounded by all these rats? Why wouldn't you want to get rid of them?
Well, I'm just telling you, they don't work at the facility. They work in the area. And they said it has been an ongoing problem for 2 years.
Oh, I know, I get that, but I just mean why the people at that facility wouldn't have taken care of the rat problem.
Understood. I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's like, what, was it a joke? I don't get it.
I don't know.
But okay.
All right, thank you.
I'm not going to keep you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
508-996-0500. I mean, that is the disturbing part of the story is, you know, you don't get massive numbers of rats like this overnight. And you don't get massive numbers of rats like this without somebody knowing that this was going on. So, and that's another key part of this, as directed by the city, the Massachusetts EPA is looking into how this happened. And unfortunately, the problem is now, because this is going to get all over the news, it's already all over the news, but this is going to be like national story headlines. Thank God that SNL is off for the summer, because this would be a Weekend Update joke, right? So this is catastrophic from a PR perspective. And I know that's not the most important thing to people that live in the area that are walking outside their house now and seeing, you know, rats in their yard and dead rats in the street in front of their home and all of that. But this is the start of the summer season. This is when people are starting to say, we're trying to say to people, take the train, come down to New Bedford, spend the day. And now they're seeing this story on television. They're reading this story in the news. And another part of it is the city really, how much blame does the city have? Because they're putting it all on Harvey. And they're calling for this investigation into Harvey, but shouldn't city of inspectors have been checking that facility? And what responsibility do they hold in this? Because I don't think you can have a massive colony of rats like that without some signs around the facility that there are rats around. I don't know. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Hi, Tim. So listen, my son's friend used to work there after they had the first fire.
Mm-hmm.
They hired somebody to be like a watchman, and then I don't know what happened, but he said there were huge rats there. And my other friend's son was a mechanic, and he said they actually used to crawl right like on them, near them when they were working.
Mm.
And so they've been there a real long time. It's just that I think there was a lot of food. And like that man said, they're not nocturnal. They come out at night, so nobody would really see them during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was plenty of food there for them to eat, too. Do you know what I'm saying? So nobody really, really saw them. Because I used to go to that park with my granddaughter to the airport, and I never saw any.
Yeah, I think when they had a reason to stay in that facility, they probably didn't wander out too much because they had everything they needed right there. But then without all of that happening, now they've got to seek alternate food sources and alternate shelter.
I know. I didn't look at it on the phone, but I hate rats. I start screaming. Mice and rats, I just can't do. I'd rather look at a spider or a snake.
Well, if you don't like a little mouse, definitely don't look at these, because these are not regular size, you know, rodents. These are jumbo.
I heard that. But you know what? Another thing is, what about the junkyard that's all a mess over there?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're running over there. Sure.
And what if they go in there and hide out and then nobody does anything over there? Because that's not really Harvey's responsibility over there, but...
Well, and that's the thing, is it's already gone beyond kind of what their footprint is. So at what point do you say, you know, these are, how do you go and say to somebody, okay, this is definitely a Harvey rat. This is their problem. They've got to pay for it, versus this is just a regular New Bedford rat that got into somebody's house, you know? So at one point do they stop footing the bill for some of these exterminations?
Right. But you know what? That's really with ABC's rats to begin with, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's really not. Harvey's taking the beaten because he bought it from them and it was loaded with when ABC was there. Where the rats really started.
Yeah, but I guess if you buy a place that's full of rats, the rats become your problem.
I wonder what Goyette's is saying.
I know people that have been posting that work over there that say, you know, I don't want to go to work today. I don't want these things crawling all over me while I'm, you know, underneath a vehicle, working on a vehicle, and then I got rats crawling all over me.
You know what, though? Somebody called in and said something about the park there, but that park is really nice. That I don't think they should close that down permanently. That's a dedication to one of them guys that got killed.
Yeah, it's Corporal Rodriguez, right?
Yeah, and not only that, it's a really cute park, and it's fun, and it's clean.
Yeah,
it's really clean.
They'll reopen it once they get the rats out of the area. They'll reopen it for sure.
Well, that guy that called in knows a lot about rats, and he said they're gonna go and nest somewhere else now.
Yep, that's what they'll do.
They're not gonna stick around.
Yeah, they'll be in people's homes and in businesses, and oh yeah, they're gonna be all over the place over there.
But they're looking for food mostly. If there's no food source, they will. I heard they keep going if there's no food source, right?
But I find it hard to think that they won't find food sources. There's supermarkets over there. There's restaurants over there. There's going to be plenty of places they're going to find food. There's dumpsters behind, you know, the housing developments over there. They're gonna find plenty of food sources and plenty of reason to stick around.
So I just tuned in. So what's the latest?
The latest is just that they've made this remediation plan for Harvey, and that they want people to keep an eye out and let them know if they see any rats. That's really all we know at this point.
All right.
So the mayor will be in later with Chris, I believe, so I'm sure he'll have an update for us at 11.
I know, but it's always, yeah, we get the yes, but nothing ever really becomes of the yes. Okay.
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. But yes, rats are not going to, they're not going to be an easy fix, because even as, you know, they're trying to make this plan to go out and get rid of them, they're already nesting in other places. They're already starting new colonies. They're already breeding again. So, I mean, you got to think. Some of those rats that left that area were pregnant. Some of them were ready to deliver. There's new rat babies being born. There's a new generation of rats already out there. But if these were, you know, obviously a facility like that transfer station, you're always going to have rodents come in, because they come in the trash. They come in the stuff that's being brought in. They come in on the trucks, and nobody knows they're there until they're seen running around. But then what can you do to mitigate that? And was that done? That's what this investigation is going to look into. You know, they could have been doing everything that they were supposed to do on the ground level, in the facility itself. They could have been doing everything they were supposed to do to try to keep this from happening. And this could have been, some underground chamber, some underground colony that got disturbed by the fire and the work that was done in cleaning it up. So you might have seen, a bunch of rats running around, but you put out traps and you called the, you had the exterminator come once a month and all that stuff. And you just had no idea the breadth of the problem underneath. That's entirely possible. So everybody's quick to throw the facility under the bus, but it might not be, they might have done all that they were supposed to do and didn't even realize that this problem was as bad as it was. It's possible. It's also possible that they did know and didn't do anything about it because they said, we're a transfer facility. We're going to have rats. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Like forgiveness, watch it now. Here he comes. He doesn't look a thing like Jesus.
And welcome back in. And by the way, if you're watching, I put a Facebook Live video up. Trying out some things, and so I've got that running right now on the WBSM Facebook page. You can see what goes on in the studio. It might not be interesting at all to you. It might be very interesting to you, but if you're like, why do I hear nothing for 30 seconds there? We can't put the music from the bumpers out over YouTube or out over the stream, or else it's going to get flagged. So you just got to hold on for a couple seconds, and we'll come back in with the talk. And caller, you hang on for a moment. We'll come back into the talk. But right now, I've got to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Five people shot outside of a Connecticut mall. The CDC changing COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. And Gen Z males are drinking less.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Detectives have detained a person of interest in a shooting at a Connecticut mall that wounded five people yesterday. The victims were being treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Police believe the shooter used a semi-automatic pistol, and the suspect knew the victims and were in a dispute. The COVID vaccine no longer being recommended by the CDC for pregnant women and healthy children.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. made the announcement in a video posted on X Tuesday.
Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data.
Previously, the CDC had recommended the vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. This comes after the FDA announced last week that new COVID shots would no longer be routinely approved for healthy children and adults. There isn't a COVID shot mandate for anyone in the U.S. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Elon Musk says he's disappointed in President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Musk said in a preview of an interview set to air this weekend on CBS Sunday Morning that he was disappointed to see the massive spending bill because he feels it, quote, undermines the work that the Doge team is doing. It passed the House last Thursday and looks to extend the tax cuts brought on by President Trump during his first term in 2017, as well as boost border security and deportation funding. President Trump says Canada could pay as much as $61 billion to be protected by his Golden Dome, or they could get it for free by joining the U.S. Trump made that announcement on Truth Social yesterday and claimed Canada, quote, very much wants to be a part of his proposed military defense system. And he said it would cost them, quote, $0 if they become our cherished 51st state. His post said Canada is considering the offer. It came just hours after the UK's King Charles made a rare speech in Canada emphasizing Canadian sovereignty. Fewer men in the Gen Z demographic are reporting binge drinking compared to women in the same age bracket.
An April 2025 study in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that young men in particular are the ones giving up binge drinking, which for men is defined as having five or more alcoholic beverages in one sitting. Research shows the gap between men and women's drinking rates has narrowed over the past several decades. But in recent years, women's alcohol use has outpaced men's for the first time. While Gen Z has been hailed as the sober, curious generation, the study's author says the reason as to why young men are drinking less is still up for debate. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A new study says 3/4 of all moms in the U.S. are struggling with some degree of mental health issues. The study, published yesterday by Columbia University, looked at nearly 200,000 mothers over a 7-year period and found only 25% reporting, quote, excellent mental health. That's down from 38% in 2016. The study also shows declines in physical health among U.S. mothers, especially those who were single, younger, less educated, and whose children were multiracial or uninsured. The Scripps National Spelling Bee, marking a big anniversary this year. 9 spellers competed in the first National Spelling Bee in 1925. More than 240 students will compete for the title of Best Speller in the U.S. today in Maryland, as they are marking the 100th year. Preliminary rounds began yesterday. Competition wraps up on Thursday.
WBSM Sports.
Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 10th to bring the Brewers to a 5-1 win over the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Red Sox relief pitcher Liam Hendricks looks back at the end of the game where he allowed that grand slam.
Yeah, it's not good. Obviously, we pitched a hell of a game, and then to be on the end of that with letting the entire group down, that stings for me a lot.
Sox and Brewers back at it again this afternoon at 1:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good morning on this Wednesday. We're waking up to a grayer day across the South Coast. Now, it's not going to be wet, at least not till late evening. It's just not going to be super sunny. That said, it's not a bad Wednesday. Temperatures starting out pretty mild in the low and mid-50s. And by the afternoon, expect the mid and upper 60s for the coast. And as you head inland, temperatures start with a 7. Most spots between about 70 and 73 degrees. Again, it's not a bad day to get outside and enjoy that mild air. It's just going to be a little less sunny than what we saw earlier this week. Showers, again, don't come back into the picture until later Wednesday night. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
You are listening to the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
And let's go right to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Great. Hey, listen, you know, this issue obviously highlighted this rat issue, but there's been rats in the city for a long time. It just hasn't been to this extent, like the South End. South End is full of rats, the water and all of that. I think it was about 2 years ago, there was a big infestation down in Ward 5, which obviously brought in a lot of attention because, you know, the population that lives in that area. So we've had an issue. Obviously, this is to a completely different extent. But, you know, this has been an ongoing issue that, you know, hasn't been addressed. And unfortunately, now it has to be addressed. But one of the things that I was thinking about is this is some of the concerns that the people up in the North End have with the parallel products. You know, like you're talking about right now these issues that, you know, we talk about smells and things like that. But, you know, their concern is about these infestations. And another thing that I was thinking of is, isn't this close to the area that they were talking about potentially putting up the quote-unquote tent city? Imagine the mess that we would have on our hands, you know, trying to do a good deed and get the unhoused, you know, a place to stay. But now think about, like, if this issue happened and what that would look like. We'd have a big problem on our hands.
Yeah, it'd be a sanitation crisis.
Yeah, it would. And, you know, now, you know, unfortunately, we would be forced to figure out alternative solutions for these individuals, because if we provide or try to provide a solution and it backfires, now it's kind of on us, right? Like, we're responsible to figure out different alternatives. We can't just say, hey, you know, this happened, you know, good luck type of thing. So, you know, this is the stuff that, you know, unfortunately we have to think out, because we want to help everybody, but, you know, it could turn into a bigger mess than it already is.
And I think the point about the parallel products is an interesting one, because I don't know, like, how much the materials they would bring in would lend themselves to a rodent problem. But if it did, you've got homes that are a lot closer to that facility than are to the Harvey facility.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I think it would bring in just because of the recycled products, you know what I mean? Like the, but yeah, like, so these are some of the things that we need to think about, because obviously we're trying to grow industry in terms of parallel products and we're trying to bring in tax revenue, but to what extent, you know, like, to, are we going to kind of throw the constituents under the bus and have them worry about these issues? Just some things to think about.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemail is also available for you on the WBSM app. So you can either send in a text using app chat, or you can record whatever it is you want to say using the open line voicemail feature and then send that over. And I can play that right here on the show as well. Speaking of the app, if you don't have it already downloaded on your phone, I highly recommend getting it downloaded ASAP, because coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to have your first Eagles song title of the day. We're going to be giving you three chances every day, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m. When you hear the name of that Eagles song, then go to WBSM.com, go to the app, go to the contest page on either one, and enter that song title in the appropriate box for that hour's code. And that's going to enter you to win the grand prize. You could be going to Las Vegas to see the Eagles at the Sphere in their final run of shows ever. You get to see the show, two tickets for two people to go to the show, airfare for two to Las Vegas, a two-night stay at the Venetian, and $500 spending cash for while you're out there. What a trip that would be. What a memory that would be to see the Eagles in one of their final shows ever at the Sphere, what is quickly becoming one of the most iconic music venues in the entire country. Well, you could be there. All you got to do is listen for those song titles at 10, 2, and 5 and enter them at WBSM.com or on the app. It's brought to you by the DeMello International Center in New Bedford and by Tank Exchange. All right. So if you want to send in those app chats, send in those open line voicemails, or call in 508-996-0500. We're getting some app chat messages. Jackie says, Isn't Ward 3 Sean Oliver's ward? I'm surprised he didn't know about the issue. It is his ward. He is the Ward 3 counselor, but the airport, well, you know, the airport space is Ward 1. And I was looking at the map trying to find out exactly where the line is, and I think that this is, you know, technically in Ward 1, but as Sean pointed out in his Oliver, as Sean Oliver pointed out in his letter yesterday that he wrote to the mayor, to the Board of Health, and to, I think, was it Animal Control? But in that letter that he wrote, he mentioned that this is impacting Ward 3 residents, and it is. Sean doesn't live that far from where this is happening, and these rats are likely in his neighborhood, as they are in other neighborhoods right in that immediate area. They were spotted at Cumberland Farms, in the housing development behind it. So, again, I mentioned Councillor Choquette saw them over at Symposium. And that means if they're over at Symposium, that means they're making their way. There's a lot of houses and housing developments over in that area. Plus all of those businesses that are on Kings Highway, all those businesses that are on Mount Pleasant, all those businesses on Hathaway, like, these are all at risk now. So if you do see a rat, call the New Bedford Health Department and do it. Call them, because start documenting it. Because if you see one, there's going to be more. And then when you need to get it, have them come in and remove those rats, you don't want to be stuck with that bill. Let Harvey foot that bill. which is what's going to be happening. So you've got to document that. So call the health department. Let them know. The number is in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And I would highly recommend that you don't try to handle them. Don't try to catch them and, you know, remove them yourselves. Call the professionals. If you heard the folks from Proficient with Chris last week, they were on with Chris McCarthy talking about it's not just the rodents themselves that can cause you health problems. Obviously, you know, they can carry ticks and rabies and all kinds of things, but it's also their droppings. Their droppings can make you sick. Their urine can make you sick. Hantavirus lives in rat urine just as much as it does in rat droppings. We got a call coming in. Caller, hang on 1 second. It's Mary. Mary, hang on one moment. Let me just get this commercial break done, and we'll come back and talk with you. All right, let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Well, hi.
Morning.
I want to be the first one to welcome Charlene back, because I haven't heard anybody welcome her back. So I'm going to do it, even though she's not crazy about me, Charlene. It's okay. I'm glad to hear your voice out here. I'm glad you stuck your neck out. So, the rats. You know, at least they don't have rabies. I mean, you can get rat bite fever.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they can make it across that street like Hathaway Road, there's a lot of beautiful little houses over there on Charmette Avenue. So they must be so worried. They must even have a problem by now if those rats can make it across. And they're pretty huge is what I'm hearing. They're pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't there enough poison to kill them? Why would it take so long if you just put enough out there?
Oh, they're all over the place now, though. You've got to cover a large area now. So, and the other problem with putting that poison out is cats will eat it, squirrels will eat it, all kinds of other animals will eat it.
That's true. You know what? This is going to be one. This is terrible. People that are in that area right now that might want to sell their home, they're not going to sell nothing. Not now. Everybody knows about it. I mean, how in the world did it even get this bad? My father worked at the water department up there on Charmette, and he had the night shift. And he used to come in and tell us all kinds of things that he saw rats at, but nothing like this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's why they've got the EPA looking into it, and hopefully we get some answers on that.
And then we get the junkyard down there, too, right? Isn't it Goyette down there, too?
Mm-hmm.
Am I on the wrong street?
Yep, nope, they're down there, yeah.
There's a lot of places over there. So that area, it must have been really bad for a long, long time, and we never knew that it was this bad.
I mean, that'd be my hope, is that my hope would be that they had no idea it was to this level.
I don't know. People that live in that, I mean, and I'm very happy that nobody's come up with that rat bite fever yet. But if they're getting into the houses and into the cellars, and they love garages, we have big garage over here. And we know there's already mice and rats here, but nothing of that magnitude, thank God. This is why I hate to go out early sometimes, because if I'm in the dark, they just scurry right across. They don't bother me, but they run in front of me, across me. It scares me a little, but I wouldn't want to walk up in that area anymore.
Yeah. I mean, and keep in mind, too, it's not just, you know, them themselves and what they carry, but as I was mentioning before, their droppings, their urine, that can carry hantavirus, which is what killed Gene Hackman's wife.
Oh, I know. I couldn't even believe that. They didn't know they had rats. They couldn't do something about it.
I think that they were dealing with some serious issues, so they might not have been aware of their surroundings. They were saying that their house was, you know, a disaster area.
But they had a caretaker, didn't they? I heard they had a caretaker. He couldn't pick up on any of that or keep things in order at all.
I don't know.
That story is still screwy to me, but I hope to get the answer because I still check into that news. I try to find out more about that. But nowadays, you don't even know if you're getting the real news at all. I mean, could the rats make it to the train? I even need to ask that.
That's the thing. You know what? I'm going to talk to the MBTA and see if we can get free fare for the rats for the entire month of June.
I hated to bring it up, but I said, let me ask because who knows?
Let's give the rats a free ride on the commuter rail. They can ride into Boston. Oh. They can go. They can stay there.
Oh boy.
I saw somebody actually was seriously trying to suggest the idea that that's where the rats came from, that the rats came on the train.
Oh, I don't think so. Do you think so? No.
No, impossible. There's no way that thousands of rats came on the train.
Yeah, those rats have been surviving it up at Shawmut area for a long time.
Right, that's 25 years of rat colonies, I'm sure.
Here comes a nice controversy. Do you think it's possible that somebody could have delivered those that amount of rats over there and set them free to start trouble or something for some reason?
I don't think so. This is such a large number that I think it would have to be, you know, this was a years and years and years of build kind of colony.
And so what are they doing right now? Do you know what they are doing to get rid of them?
According to the city's statement, what they're directing Harvey to do is to set bait traps. 40 traps? At least 40 traps. So hold on one second. Placing no fewer than 40 bait stations and 30 snap traps across the property, which Harvey will check twice a day and rebait as necessary. They're going to fumigate the burrows across the area, collect the remains of all the dead rats, and assume all costs related to remediation. Because that's another problem, is the dead rats that are, like, in the street, because people just keep running them over, the live rats keep running into the street to go eat the dead rats.
And like you said, now, you said fumigation, too, so they could be killing cats.
Well, they're going to do the burrows, so they're going to, you know, they're going to make sure that they're going where the rats are. They're not going to be openly fumigating. It's not like they're just going to go and, you know, spray like they do for rabies from a helicopter over the area.
Boy, and Carlos right up front with them, that video he put. Wow, what a brave man. He's right up there. He got some good video of that. I couldn't believe it. What a guy.
Courageous. I don't have confirmation on this, but I think, you know, I think that Carlos might have actually been promising them some cheese if they came and gave him an interview. So
hey, I heard I'm that kidding. Peanut I'm butter teasing. Is better than cheese. Peanut butter will really draw them. But
well, not only will peanut butter somewhere. Draw them, it gets them stuck a little bit more in the trap. So, like, if you're going to bait a trap, you should bait it with peanut butter, because the cheese, they can just take it and run. The peanut butter, they get a little bit stuck to it. So,
yeah, but I think peanut butter would make it slippery, no?
No, they stand there and they just keep licking and licking and licking until the trap snaps.
I think that's enough. Oh, God. Have a good day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. She's coming to Providence on Thursday. All the details coming up. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we'll be joined by the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo, to talk about her show coming up at the Vets in Rhode Island in Providence on Thursday. You can get your tickets now at thevetsri.com.